It was the spring of 2021. Skylar and Simon were living together in Brooklyn. They were out of work. Their housemates were out of work. Everyone in theater was out of work. Skylar said they figured they might as well spend some time writing.
And then this idea started to kind of creep at the back of our head, which felt wildly impractical, which was, let's do a play in our backyard for 10 people at a time around our campfire.
The pandemic had kept everyone apart for almost a year. They needed a way to get people together.
Maybe after being separated for so long, there was something exciting about gathering in that way. Something that felt a little bit, you know, like, let's put on a show, and a little bit childlike, but also a little bit elemental. Kind of like where theater came from, right? Sitting around a fire and telling stories.
Finding impractical ways of getting together. That's something they've been exploring for a while. Skylar Fox and Simon Henriquez are the co-artistic directors of Night Drive, a theater company in New York. And you're probably listening in Southern Indiana, so I guess I should probably tell you why we're talking with them now. Skylar and Simon did, in fact, write that play set around a campfire. It's called The Grown-Ups, and it takes place one night at a summer camp after the campers have gone to bed. They performed it in their backyard in Brooklyn. Then they took it to Pottstown, Pennsylvania. And now it's coming to Bloomington. Just outside of Bloomington, actually, at the 100th Hill Artist Residence and Retreat. It's the first theatrical production from Constellation Stage and Screen, the organization birthed from Bloomington Playwrights Project, Cardinal Stage, and Pegasus Institute.
It felt so clear in the height of the pandemic that we could not go back into the world and keep living the exact same way afterwards. And then we had this fear that was in us too, that the return into a world where we didn't have to maybe mask all the time or didn't have to stay in our homes most of the time would be so wonderfully nostalgic and exciting that we'd want everything to go back to the way that it was.
Being a counselor at a summer camp seems like just the right place for a collision of nostalgia and new worlds. It also seems kind of convenient if your play takes place around a campfire. Simon said the setting was convenient, but they found meaning in it too.
I think the kind of emotional themes behind that feeling of you're not quite old enough to be in charge, but for some insane reason you are anyways, ended up lining up really well with the story we were trying to tell.
This isn't their first time doing a production in an unusual format. Previous plays include an immersive alien movie, a haunted rock concert, and a town hall meeting with a pancake breakfast.
We often joke that the thing we do is make experimental theater for people who think they hate theater.
But they hadn't sat around a fire with their audience before.
It felt so intimate and kind of surprising when the theatrical fireworks of what you're doing can be a breath or a look. Or something that you wouldn't be able to see from the stage. There are so many other kind of senses that are alive in that way. You know, you can smell fire and feel heat and taste beer and s'mores.
For me, performing the play, I feel like what's fun about the setting is that it really evens the playing field. It feels like the performers and the audience members are kind of all on one team together. And it's really a journey that everyone gets to go through. We're all sitting around the fire and figuring out what is going on together.
And that, I think, is what's going on here. It's about finding new ways to get together to tell a story.
We are drawn to plays as watchers that are demanding of their audience, that ask us to do more because we find that audiences are really smart and engaged and show up to theater because they want to be part of something live. And that isn't to say, like, there's participation, everyone's going to touch you, but more to say, there is something risky and demanding for the audience and the actors sitting together in this way. And I also think doing this specifically where we're doing it at 100th Hill with Constellation is going to be in some ways the most immersive environment you could see this play in. To be at a real former summer camp under the stars in the middle of the country, we can't imagine anything more exciting or a more exciting place to put this play.
That was Skylar Fox and Simon Henriquez, who co-wrote The Grown-Ups. Skylar directed the show, and Simon is one of the cast members. The Grown-Ups runs September 14th through October 1st at the 100th Hill. You can find more information at cconstellation.org. And if you missed the play, don't worry. They're working with Constellation to turn it into a movie as well. For WFIU Arts, I'm Alex Chambers.